FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Prime Minister says a decision on a new runway for the southeast of England will be taken by the end of the year. The Airports Commission earlier recommended a third one be built at Heathrow, saying it would provide a bigger boost to the economy. But it also said Gatwick's proposal is viable. In the House of Commons, David Cameron wouldn't be drawn on what he thinks should happen.
It is important now that there's a very detailed report that we study it. And I'm very clear about the legal position that if we say anything now before studying the report, actually you could endanger whatever decision is made.
A plane carrying the bodies of eight of those killed in Friday's terror attack in Tunisia is on its way back to the UK. Around 30 Britons died in the massacre and 27 of them have been positively identified. We're being urged to stay indoors for the next couple of hours as temperatures in Kent rise to the mid-30s. A level 3 health alert's been put in place, which stands as the second highest heatwave warning. We've been chatting to people making the most of the sunshine at the Strand in Gillingham.
We've got loads and loads of water, loads of sun cream. Kids have got a hat.
It's quite a good summer, really, compared to like all the other years.
That's pretty rare, isn't it? It's nice. I think I've got an holiday just to come down here.
I feel sorry for everyone at work, that's for sure.
Jessica Griffiths is a lifeguard at the outdoor swimming pool there and says she's trying to make the most of it.
I'd rather be here than anywhere else. I really love it because I normally work at another centre as well indoors. But who wants to be indoors on a day like today, really? It's nice. It's good vibes standing around outside.
We've got plenty of advice on how to stay safe in the sunshine at kentonline.co.uk. An 86-year-old man's died after the motorbike he was riding hit a lamppost near Swanley. It happened on the A20 in Farningham just after eight last night. Emergency crews say no other vehicle was involved and his relatives have been told. Emergency supplies of food and water are being delivered to lorry drivers who are still stuck on the M20 because of a strike by French ferry workers. The walkout has closed the port of Calais, so lorries are being parked on the M20 until they can get on other services to France. Nicola's got the latest for KMFM.
Well, while some of us are enjoying time by beach or in a pool on the hottest day of the year, hundreds of lorry drivers are still stuck on the motorway. It remains closed in both directions between junctions 8 and 9. Alice from London has been there for 24 hours.
A lot of people are just keeping in the shade. We've had one delivery of water and we had a nice policeman who came and brought us some food because I said we'd only had one custard cream. Yeah, it's pretty dire.
2,000 bottles of water and 750 snack meals were delivered yesterday and another 5,000 bottles and 200 meals are due to be issued today. Steve Scullis from the County Council, who are involved in the operation.
We are there, we're delivering the water, we're delivering the refreshments in partnership with the emergency services and Highway England and the Coast Guard Agency. So all partners are pulling together for a real multi-agency response in Kent to this situation.
It's still not clear when the port of Calais will reopen as My Ferry Link staff continue to protest about job losses. In France, migrants are again trying to get on trucks waiting to get to Britain. Stéphane Dufresne is a journalist there.
There are more and more people trying to jump on the lorries, which is actually making the situation very difficult. Of course, it's very, very warm in Calais as well, so it's a huge humanitarian drama.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see our video of the trucks waiting in stack and we'll have travel updates throughout the day.
Schools, hospitals and universities are being told to do more to tackle extremism. From today, public bodies have a legal duty to report people who are vulnerable to radicalisation. And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are divorcing after 10 years of marriage. The Hollywood couple, who have three children, released a statement confirming rumours of their split.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In football, England's women can reach the World Cup final tonight if they can knock out the defending champions Japan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, victory for Mark Sampson's side would mean they become the first England side to reach the showpiece event in 49 years. The managers receive many plaudits for the campaign, but he's been quick to point out it's a team effort.
We brought a lot of staff with us, a lot of equipment with us. We know that. We've been lugging it around all over Canada. But they've been incredible, the staff, and sometimes they're the guys behind the scenes who don't really get the credit they don't get the spotlight.
It'll kick off at midnight. Mo Farah says he's never taken a banned substance in athletics, but claims there are other athletes that are cheating. The British double Olympic champion has been in the spotlight following doping allegations against his coach Alberto Salazar. Farah hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing himself. And in football, the Gillingham team returned to training today ahead of the new season. They're due to play their first friendly away to Folkestone and Victor next Tuesday. Meantime, manager Justin Edinburgh says he hopes to appoint a new assistant by the end of this week after Andy Hesenthaler left for Leighton Orient.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.